USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Brunard. Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressures of parenthood during a visit to a child care center on Friday.
So the American Families Plan would ensure no low or middle income family pays more than 7% of their income on high quality care for young children. So our children must be at the center of our priorities and our public policies. It is the smart thing to do, and it is the right thing to do.
Postponed by a year, the biggest sporting event since the coronavirus brought the world to a halt, kicks off Friday at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, a milestone both for European and world sports. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epic Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Vice President Kamala Harris cannot escape the pressure to visit the southern border. In an interview with Univision on Thursday, Harris offered a tense response after being pressed by anchor Ilia Calderon on when she would finally visit the crossing amid the worsening migrant crisis.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished.
It's life in prison for some MS-13 gang members. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson greeted world leaders, offering elbow bumps to dignitaries gathered for the first time since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. The virus was set to dominate their discussions, with leaders of the Wealthy Democracies Club expected to commit to sharing at least 1 billion vaccine shots with struggling countries. A shooting at a South Florida grocery store has left 3 people dead, including a toddler. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place inside a public supermarket in Royal Palm Beach, which is just west of Palm Beach. The Sheriff's Office said they found a gun near the body of a man who they believed died of a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barber said the agency believes the deceased woman was shopping with her grandson when they were fatally shot. It's unclear what their relationship to the gunman may be. Public spokeswoman Maria Boos issued a statement saying the company couldn't confirm any details from the incident since it involved an active police investigation. She said, "Our thoughts are with those who are impacted by this tragedy. We are cooperating with the local law enforcement." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A pet dog who vanished for 2 days after being ejected from a vehicle during an accident has been found, apparently doing the job it was bred to do, herding sheep. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.